Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. An image she prays to be gawked by the sculptor.
Hi, guys, and we're back, and it's the Madeline and Mommy's radio show, and we are super excited. We are just less than a week away from Mad's virtual fashion show. It's coming up this Saturday, finally, October the 17th at 1 p.m. It will be available live on YouTube and Facebook. We've been working on this thing for months, but the last 3 weeks. We have literally been filming all the models, and Lasting Impressions has been out there taking photographs of all the models, and you know, I couldn't do it without them. And then we have the whole production team getting together on Saturday up in Orlando, and we have a location that we're going to be meeting and broadcasting live. And Madeline and I will be emceeing the YouTube video that we have put together with all the models and designers and the entertainers. And a special thanks to all of them, and especially to Mr. Butch Patrick, who played Eddie Munster on the show The Munsters. So we have a huge lineup. We're super excited. We're looking forward to all the kids and the adults and the designers. We have the Look 42. We have Lauren Devon. We have Nadasha House of Fashion. We have an amazing line from Norris Design Boutique of Dallas Marino International Designer. We have an amazing mask and accessory line created by Egypt Yafel from Chubby Line out of New York. And then, of course, Mad Mommy Production is going to showcase the children wearing their Halloween costumes. You know, we have to keep up with tradition. So we're super excited. Make sure you tune in at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It'll be live from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're just going to take a little bit of a break, but we'll be right back with Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. So don't go away. Technical difficulties, but we're back. Oh my gosh. Havana, Unana. Let's get Miss Nikki on here and say hello. Are you there?
Hi, guys. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Were you sitting there for very long?
Not really. Just a couple minutes. I got to listen to that great song.
Yeah, I was trying to click over. It was like dead air there for a second. Woo, man. Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. Welcome back, Miss Nikki.
Thank you guys for having me. I love coming to visit.
Oh, I know. And it's so much fun. And we enjoy working with you as well. So I was telling the guests a little bit about Mad's fashion show, Mad's virtual fashion, and all the work that we've been doing and how you guys have been there, you know, from the beginning. And there's no way we could have done it without you. And so I would like you to, you know, tell your side of it, because I know everybody's got their own side, and you've got some specials running and all kinds of stuff. So what's up?
Yeah, we are definitely here. We are geared up. I know my team here, we're excited. This is something new. We've been with you for the last, you know, few weekends, you know, being able to kind of help out and do what we can. And see,
for 3 weeks we've been filming models.
We've been doing some filming and, you know, being able to take pictures of all these great models. So for me, you know, I've been a part of your guys' events for 4 years now, and it still feels like the same. I think I told you that in the last few days, that it is, I still feel like we like it's still the same show. It really hasn't changed. The only difference is longer. So we've been able to spend more time with our models and really get to know them. I have seen, I want to give a shout out to all of our models that have come out. I have seen some incredible things. We, you know, I've seen them work together. I have seen so much encouragement. And I have
This group that we've had, and you're right, so much encouragement. This group that we have had this year, and, you know, it's all because of the pandemic, and we weren't sure if we were going to even do a fashion show. And I'm glad that I made the decision, you know, finally to do something. Because it doesn't matter if it's virtual or live, it takes a lot of work to put this together. In fact, we had to spend more time, personal time, one-on-one with the models and the parents, I feel. But like you said, it is better because we actually got to take time to get to know these folks, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I think that's what I think I've most enjoyed about it. Because normally when we're at our live shows, we're busy running. You know, I'm not just your head photographer, but I'm also your production assistant. So
that's right.
During the live shows, I'm doing many different things. And sometimes I just don't get to spend that one-on-one, especially at the end, and we're doing the after party, and that's usually my time to, you know, mosey around and really kind of say hi quickly because there's so many people there. And this time, I really got a chance to talk to our models and get to know them and spend some time with them. And I mean, we had so much fun. We had a ball on set.
We really did have a lot of fun on set. And you know what I'm excited most about? Now, I'm not saying that the photos from the past fashion shows haven't been good, because they are all amazing. It's just different because of the setting. We were over there filming at the park in Lakeland, and you know, it's just a beautiful setting, store, and we weren't dealing with lighting issues, you know, a little bit of sunlight issue, but nothing major. No lighting issues. We weren't dealing with people walking in front of the camera or getting the people sitting on the sides of the runway. It was just focused on the model, and the background was beautiful.
And
I'm really excited about how the quality of the photos turned out this year.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to release everything on Friday. I'm just as excited. I've been working on them, you know, since week one. And I, you know, like I said, it's been a great experience. Trust me, guys. I know
you're going to be releasing those photos to our models in our private group, but nothing will be made public until Saturday after the fashion show, because we have, honestly, it was, you know, the designers, and I get it. That's their request. They want to keep it a surprise. Yeah.
And I agree with them, actually. I really, really agree with the designers on. They have some incredible collections. I've seen them. I've got to photograph them. These girls did such a great job. And we got to see full guys. I mean, there's just kudos to all of our designers.
We had a lot of different things going on, too. So, you know, normally, you know, I'm not interested in what they call pay to play, pay for your child, big bucks. You know, to be in a show, and you pay big bucks for the photo shoot, you pay big bucks for the designer wear. But because this was a virtual fashion show, we did have, like, we had our two designers in South Carolina, and they were willing to make the clothes and ship them and everything. And they were only, and the models got to keep them, and it was only like $50 or $60, you know, very affordable.
Yeah.
And now these girls have really cute outfits that they can wear for other things. So they got to keep them. So that was the deal with two designers. Then we had Sassy Classy Bling. So, and basically that's paparazzi jewelry, and everybody knows how paparazzi jewelry works, and it's just an amazing system. And so everybody got very beautiful, inexpensive jewelry to wear for Sassy Classy Bling. And then we were really blessed to have Egypt Buffel, some Chubby Line out of New York, send us masks and props for all of the models to walk.
So she's actually got the biggest line that she's showcasing. And then, you know, I just am big on tradition. And even though we weren't able to get the clothes donated, the costumes donated this year, everybody, you know, that wanted to participate put on their best Halloween costume and walked down the runway. So we're super excited to have Mad Mommy Production kids walk in down the runway in their Halloween costumes, as always. And, you know, the other thing is, too, don't forget, folks, this is all for a great cause. This is to help support St. Jude Children's Cancer Research Hospital, not only for the kids that are sick, but to help their parents and their siblings as well while they're in the hospital. So we have a link for that that goes directly to St. Jude's. It's our event link, and as coordinators, we get credit for that every year. Madeline gets the community service. I also am capable of writing community service hours for anybody that is a volunteer, and that's anybody that's involved in our fashion show. They're all volunteers. And the link is available, so we're going to encourage everyone that watches the show to please make a donation to St. Jude's. Any increment is $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you can afford. We truly appreciate it. So we're going to try it this way because we know there's been a couple other virtual fashion shows where they charge money to go in a private room. It's like 10 or 20 bucks a person to watch the fashion show. And normally we charge $25 a seat at our fashion show, and it's well worth it, especially with the entertainers and everything. And we always have a celebrity on board, and this time we do have a celebrity. So we're giving it away for free, but we don't want you guys to think that it's really 100% free. We want you to make those donations on that link directly to St. Jude's, please. And, you know, I just can't encourage you guys enough. We have, we will be, you know, talking about that some more during the fashion show, along with our raffle prizes. And I know you guys are giving away a raffle prize, right?
Actually, yes. We have several. We actually have several things happening during Mad Fashion. I forget because I do have several things. We have the beautiful galleries going for all of our models. Normally, we only sell those, their photos in galleries during the one-day show, but we've extended it from the 16th to the 18th, so that's exciting. Another great thing that is only exclusive for this fashion show and event, for Mad Fashion, we do what we call $99 headshot special. Really, it's a session. And our normal value price of that is $350, and we give it away during this time only for $99. It's a great deal.
It is.
Yeah, love it. And so
it
yeah,
is, because you can get a good headshot, and you can
yeah.
put that on your Active Access page and
yes.
get paid work from that. So, yeah,
yes.
definitely a must.
And, yeah, and I do have clients that I that come back to me and say, oh, my gosh, this really helped. Thank you. And I've gotten a lot of help. So I keep doing it
yep.
because I know helping our actors and our models and anyone else that needs it. It is helping. So that's why we continue to do that. We are
yep.
giving away a raffle, and I believe ours is what you what we call, I give it away every year, but it's actually a free session with us. And again, the value of that is $350. So we're giving away a free photo session. So
a free photo session, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We always try to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are
yep,
so, I'm thankful for that. Honestly, that's huge. You know, because it is, it's expensive to put all these elements together in order to get into the business. And we always work with you guys. And then we have Little Angels Nation, and they give away a free membership, a 1-year membership to Little Angels Nation, so that the kid, you know, somebody can get signed with an agency. And we have all kinds of cool prizes at our live show. But we are at least going to be raffling off, you know, a photo session and the 1-year membership to Little Angels Nation. And then we have some of our vendors that are going to be raffling off some jewelry and stuff like that. We got some cool raffle prizes coming up on Saturday. So you guys make sure you tune in. And you can just cash app the money. The tickets are going to be $1 each. Six for $5 or an arm's length for $20. And, again, that money will help to go to support St. Jude's.
Yep. So we're excited. I can't wait. And I'm very, and I'm going to say this to everyone. So all of our listeners, please give a round of applause to Ella. She
oh, Jesus.
Done
really, Nikki?
Incredible. She has done an incredible
You're so
job.
Sweet.
And I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
I really am.
Thanks, Miss Nikki. You know, I know, like we were talking to about earlier, when I started this project, even when I started the first fashion show, I was just like, what in the world am I doing? You know, but then we got it down to a science. And then I sat and thought long and hard about this virtual fashion show. And even after I created the event and I initiated the whole thing, I was like, what in the world am I going to do?
Oh, and I remember the phone call. And I was like, are you sure about this? Can we do this?
And I was like, no, I'm not.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just all kind of like a puzzle. We pieced it together and we're putting it together. And I'm really excited. I think the end result is going to be something amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really,
and we've
like
got
I said,
quite
I'm
a bit of interest, quite a lot of interest up about it, too. So we're really happy about that.
Yeah, I am. So, listeners, if you are there, drop Ellen some love. And I'm going to say this about you because I do boast about this. And it's not really boasting. It's just appreciation because in the midst of a time in COVID, which we've had several shows and we've been talking about this since we all went into quarantine. And of course, the team and all these models and designers, we came together and made the impossible possible. And I've seen it done with some other people, too. So, you know, don't let anything stand in our way. This is why I think so will always mean something special, because in the midst of a pandemic and a lot of people giving up, don't ever give up. Keep going no matter what is going on. And just congratulations to everyone. I know we'll all probably see everybody. You guys won't see much of me at the show, only because I'm usually behind the scenes. So, again, I'm really thankful I get this time on the show to say these
things. I'm trying to encourage you to do a commercial on the show, but we'll see if you do that or not. I got Madeline over here, too. You know, she's worked really hard working with the models and helping everyone get dressed and organize everybody and everything. Not to mention the girl, she walked for every line, too. So.
And she was back there helping other models with makeup and hair and getting them into their outfits. And, you know, that's why I'm saying.
And even though, she was going through some health issues, she still made it happen. And that's what I like about this girl. She's something else.
You do. And I am very proud of the both of you. And, you know, way to go. Because this is definitely. Guys, so please check it out. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're testing it out. And I think it's going to be successful. And when we're done, it's going to be an amazing TV show. Because. Now, what you guys see on the YouTube channel is only a part of it. So there's another half to it. And once it airs and everything comes out, you're going to be like, oh, wow. Right?
Yep.
I know.
I usually am.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're very excited and so thankful to have you and your husband and the rest of our associates on board helping us with this project.
Yeah, it is a team effort. So regardless if you're doing a fashion
show, it really
show
is
live,
because people think it's all just a Facebook Live. No, we're actually broadcasting and we're doing something really cool, and I don't want to give it away.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. Really cool stuff about to go down on Saturday. So I'm so happy. And again, I couldn't make it happen without you. And thank you for your kind words, Miss Nikki, of encouragement, because had it not been for you guys and for my daughter, I don't know if I would, you know, have continued to this extent. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. And again, it's a little
We had too many haters trying to shut us down, and I almost let them get to us, but we're good.
Never.
We are solid.
We are solid. And, again, like I said, journey, you know, for our listeners, guys, it was, and I will always say this, I'm so proud of everyone, because it inspired me so much more to, again, see our models, just teamwork and compassion and encouragement and looking at each other and you are beautiful. Like I heard that said so many times from our adult models all the way down to our itty bitty tiny models. Just, there was so much camaraderie.
There was a lot of love there, and I made sure that I complimented each and every one of them for all their hard work in person. And, you know, like I said, we weren't able to do an after party, but we did have treats for them, and they all got a mask with their props to keep.
Your traditions were still intact, and that's what I liked about it. It was a little different, but not too much. And we didn't realize, you know, when we embarked on this, we were like, wow, I wonder how different this is really going to be. But in hindsight, it really wasn't that different. It wasn't.
In fact, I felt like I was explaining to the listeners earlier, I thought it was going to be so much easier. No, it was a lot harder.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot harder. The only thing that was easier about it is we don't have all the models coming together on one day. And that part of it and spreading it out through the videos, shoots throughout the last 3 weeks. Yes, it was a lot of work and a lot of driving, but I think overall it was less stressful.
Yes, I was able to have actually, you know, a plan of action here for my team. And
and everybody was attended to. You know, we didn't have some kids sitting over here crying, waiting for hours for something, or somebody over here that needed something and I had no idea. You know, I was able to attend to everybody. So that's what I really liked about it too.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you on that. And,
we made a lot of changes as it went along too, because originally we were just going to have them film it themselves and submit it to me like our reporters do. But we found that we had way too many questions and people were having problems with all the instructions. So we decided to go ahead and meet up, and I shot the majority of the videos. We only have a couple of videos coming from out of town. Our entertainers created their own video. So you're going to see a little bit different quality from them, but it's okay because, again, this is a virtual fashion show, and we've made something out of it. You know, and then all the people, the participants involved in the show, too, are entitled to their IMDb credits because this is an IMDb-rated TV miniseries. Once the finished product is done, like after everything happens on Saturday, the live and everything that you guys are going to be filming live, then that's going to be submitted as a television show. And I think it might be quite successful. So we're excited.
I'm excited.
And
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a
lot
going
on. It's a great way to end the year because I know you go back to Gaylord in November.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I back.
And
my start date's the 9th, but they open up on the 13th. I will hopefully be able to join you guys on Mondays during that time so I can keep everybody updated and let you guys know how it's going. And I'm excited. We have a lot going on in the midst of a pandemic.
And even through the pandemic, and I know our fans have been watching us and waiting patiently, and I've been impatiently waiting to finish up our movie Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. Guys, don't worry. Yes, we could if we were going to film it actually during this time, but we decided to go ahead with Mad's Virtual Fashion Show. So, again, we put it on the back burner until spring of 2021, and that is when we will be filming the movie. So between once this fashion show airs and between then and now, we will be recasting parts. These are going to be solid. This is going to be done deal. Like once we film this in the spring, and we're going to do it all within one weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days consecutively from start to finish, get it done, and that's it. That way there's continuity and it's all done, and then we can take our time the rest of the year editing it, and making it look pretty. It's going to be it's actually going to be a comedy with family values. So we're excited about it.
I'm excited too. I'm excited for that project. Like I said, we don't stop. So I'm excited.
No, we don't stop. We might put stuff on hold, which I hate doing because, honestly, I'm a kind, and everyone knows me, if I start a project, I like to start it and finish it before I go on to something else. But we've had to keep putting it on hold just because of the pandemic and then the fashion show. So I'm really happy with the decisions that we've made with moving forward with our Mad Fashion Show. And then next year we'll do the Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. We'll film that in the spring. And then in the fall, you know, knock on wood, and may the good Lord willing, we will be at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo in August for Mad Fashion Show.
That will be fun.
That's going to be great. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yep. So
lots of exciting things.
Anyways, well, is there anything else you'd like to add to the listeners to know, Miss Nikki?
Yes, I'm going to make it really quick because I know that we are on a time crunch. So, guys,
yep.
If you guys want to check out or look to see what's going on with our updates, all the link for St. Jude's and the fashion show will also be on my Facebook page promoting this incredible event. And you can find us on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. If you want to visit me and leave me another message as well, my website is always available at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And those are just
awesome.
Some really quick ways that you can find us.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call in today, Miss Nikki.
Bye. Always. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. So that pretty much concludes our show for this week. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you tune in next week, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same channel. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget to give us a thumbs up on our YouTube channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. That's M-A-D-E-L-L-I-N-E and Mommy Show. Also check us out on Mad Fashion Show. And don't miss the Mad Fashion Virtual Fashion Show, October 17th at 1 p.m. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you later. Good night.